Lesson 7, Crossing the Sea. Purpose, to help the children want to be worthy of the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study 1 Nephi chapter 18. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading, Gospel Principles, chapter 7. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. A piece of cloth to use as a blindfold. C. Pictures, 4-15, the Liahona Gospel Art Picture Kit, 302, number 62041. 4-19, Nephi Tied Up, and 4-20, Lehi and His People Arrive in the Promised Land, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 304, number 62045. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Use chairs or other objects to make a small obstacle course in the front of the classroom. Ask for a volunteer to be blindfolded. Turn the child around several times. Then explain to the blindfolded child that another child will guide him or her through the obstacle course by whispering or quietly speaking directions. Repeat the activity, this time asking the other children to give wrong directions in louder voices so that the blindfolded child has to concentrate to hear the quiet voice. Let the child who was blindfolded tell about the difference in the two experiences. Who is the Holy Ghost? How does He help us? See Gospel Principles, Chapter 7. How is the experience of being guided through the obstacle course like listening to the Holy Ghost? What evil influences or loud voices around us can confuse us or try to lead us down wrong paths? Scripture account. Teach the story of Lehi's family crossing the sea from 1 Nephi chapter 18. Use the pictures at appropriate times. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. How was Nephi able to build a ship that could carry his family safely across the ocean? 1 Nephi chapter 18, verses 1 through 3. What did Laman, Lemuel, the sons of Ishmael, and their wives do that caused the Liahona to stop working? 1 Nephi chapter 18, verses 9 through 12. What has Heavenly Father given us to guide us that is like the Liahona? The Holy Ghost. What are some things that may cause us or our families to lose the guidance of the Holy Ghost? How did the disobedience of Laman and Lemuel affect their parents and the rest of the family? 1 Nephi chapter 18, verses 13 through 19. How does our obedience or disobedience affect our parents and other family members? How did Nephi react when he was being mistreated by his brothers? Refer to 1 Nephi chapter 18, verse 16. Why do you think Nephi praised the Lord instead of complaining while he was suffering? In what ways would you like to be more like Nephi? In what ways can the inspiration of the Holy Ghost come to us? It may come as a feeling of peace or comfort, a thought that inspires us to make a right choice, a quiet voice of instruction, a feeling that warns of danger, and so on. Invite class members to share experiences when they have felt the influence of the Holy Ghost. What can we do to prepare ourselves so we can recognize the influence of the Holy Ghost? What choices did Nephi make so he was worthy of the companionship of the Holy Ghost? Refer to 1 Nephi chapter 18, verses 3, 10, and 16. What choices do you make daily to be worthy of the companionship of the Holy Ghost? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Write words or phrases such as prayer, choice of friends, words we use, television shows, video programs, music, movies, obedience to parents, keeping the commandments, kindness to brothers and sisters, respect for other people, service, or other appropriate activities on separate slips of paper. Put the papers in a small container. As each child draws out a piece of paper, have him or her read it to the class and tell how what is written can affect our ability to have the Holy Ghost in our lives. 2. Repeat or sing the first and fourth articles of faith. 3. Discuss with the children how following Jesus' teachings helps us have the influence of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Have the children choose one of Jesus' teachings they want to live more fully during the coming week and write it on a piece of paper to take home as a reminder. 4. Sing or read the words to Listen, Listen, Children's Songbook, page 107. Listen, listen, round. 1. Listen to the still small voice. Listen, listen. 2. When you have to make a choice, He will guide you always. Also, The Holy Ghost, Children's Songbook, page 105, and The Still Small Voice, Children's Songbook, page 106. Conclusion. Testimony. You may want to share an experience you have had when you were influenced by the Holy Ghost. Bear your testimony of the importance of the influence of the Holy Ghost in your life and of the need to have His constant companionship. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study 1 Nephi chapter 18, verses 5 through 25 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 7, Crossing the Sea.